Promise by Samuel and
Blog Talk Radio.
Lift your hands and feel my mantle. I prophesy that you are entering into a season. That everything that God does for you from now on shall be major or proclamation. I need you to open your mouth. Look at your neighbor and say, Major.
Major.
You have already graduated from your season of average.
I can feel it.
praise them in here.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I believe it. I believe it. I believe every word of it. I believe that God, we have favor on our lives. I believe God doing some stuff right now that we didn't even think about. God's working behind the scene right now. You have favor on your life right now. But remember what we were teaching about 1 Peter 5:8-9. But you got to be sober. You got to think about it. Stay sober. Stay alert. Be vigilant. Because your adversary, the devil, he is as a roaring lion, walking about seeking whom he may devour, who resists steadfast in faith, knowing that the same affliction in your brethren that are in the world. So be steadfast. Be immovable. Know that whatever you ask God for, it's a done deal. Hey, welcome to the Word at Noon. I am Lewis Beasley, Apostle of Jesus Christ, called by the will of God to all the saints and faithful in Christ Jesus. We're so happy to have each and every one of you all. I tell you, I'm so excited. I really don't know where to start it today, bless God. I want to start with a word of prayer, but before we start with that word of prayer, let me thank Pastor for such an awesome job she did on yesterday, how she went along and followed those days by days and time by time and event. That was just so awesome. And I just want her to know I appreciate the job she did, and had others to tell me they appreciate her and being mindful of those that we prayed for. And I want to tell you, brothers and sisters, if we pray for you this week or any other time, you don't have to ask us to pray for you no more. You have to say thank you. If you believe it. Now, if you don't believe it, you're going to keep on asking God. Keep on. But if you believe it, you just start thanking him for the prayers that he answered. I thank God for Pastor Gina's mother getting out the hospital. See, there's no need for me to pray for that issue no more because it's a done deal. But I can thank him for it. I can thank him for the miracle. Believe it or not, you're a miracle. Sometimes you just got to thank God for this stuff. Because in everything, give thanks. This is the will of God concerning us in Christ Jesus. Now, I just want to let Pastor know we appreciate the job she did. Matter of fact, I'm going to ask her if she'll give us a word of prayer.
Praise God, and good afternoon, everyone. And you're welcome, Pastor. Amen. I'm glad to be of service because that's what we are, as servants for the Lord. And I'm thankful that God just had me in that spot, that place, that given time. Amen. And I'd just like to say good afternoon to everyone. Amen. And the scripture I like to open up with is 2 Peter 1:3. And it says, according as his divine power hath given unto us all things that pertaineth unto life and godliness through the knowledge of him that hath called us to glory and virtue. Amen. Heavenly Father, we come before you today giving you thanks for all things. Father God, we're thanking you for our pastor as he teaches the word of God and you use him mightily. We're thankful for the listeners, Father God, and those that are listening by internet and all those that participate, Father God. We give you thanks today, Father God, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning us all. Father God, we ask that you will just continue to have your way in our lives. Bless us as we be a blessing to others. God, we ask that you will be with us throughout this week, Father God, and each and every day we draw closer to you. We ask that you crown our heads with wisdom and knowledge and understanding from on high, Father God, as Pastor teaches this word, Father God. And if we have any questions, Father God, let us feel free to ask him or anyone that's in the Word of God. to help us along the way. Bless each and every one that is sick and shut in, Father God. We know, Father God, there are others as well that's asking us to remember them in prayer, Father God. And so we're praying for Deacon Chambers' mother and sister, Father God. We know you are a healer, Father God. We know that the COVID-19 is still out and people are still are catching it. And so we're just praying for the healing, Father God. And Lord, we're praying for Minister Robinson. We thank God he's home from the hospital. And as he recuperates, Father God, bless him and strengthen him in his body and mind, Father God. Lord, be with those who are bereaved today, Father God. You know them. You know what they're going through. You know how they're feeling. But give them a peace of mind to know that everything is going to be all right as long as they trust in you. And be with those that are going through as well, Father God. You are a way maker out of no way. We know a lot of times we allow social media to get in our head and cause our thinking to not trust you. But, Father God, we bind all that up in the name of Jesus. For the scripture says to trust in the Lord with all thy heart and lean not unto thy own understanding, but in all thy ways to acknowledge you, and you will direct thy path. Father God, Lord, we plead the blood of Jesus over this broadcast, over those that are listening, those that are listening by internet. Lord, bless right now in the name of Jesus and open up our hearts and our mind to receive. You have allowed Pastor to teach whatever that message is, for him to teach it and teach it well under the unction of the Holy Spirit. We give you praise for all things in Christ Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen, amen. Thank you, Pastor, for that profound prayer. There's a lot of things the Lord has just blessed me to share today and put in my spirit to share. So I'm just going to be led. I don't have a set subject at the moment. A lot of things coming to mind. You know, one of the things I want to talk about is clear. As Pastor spoke earlier, listen, brothers and sisters, we are ministers.
Yeah.
That's what we are, living epistles.
Mm-hmm.
And it's clear to me. It may not be clear to some of you all, but it's clear to me. Why is it clear to me? Because the scripture says that a ministry commanded by God, this ministry is commanded by God. So when Pastor said she was just, you know, really happy to be able to serve, listen, brother, sister, that's what we must do. We got to be happy about this. We got to want to do this. That's what God
Amen.
Wants us to do. That's why he created us for such a time
yes.
as this. We may have to talk about that. You've been created. This is part of the new covenant. That's another thing he jumped. It's part of the new covenant. We have to trust Christ through God, according to 2 Corinthians 3 and 4. It's a trust, Psalms 97. So we're going to give you all some scriptures, and however God leads is what we're going to go with. Our first scripture is going to be found in 2 Corinthians because it's the word of God in us that makes us these living epistles. In 2 Corinthians 3:3, it reads like this. For as much as ye are manifestly declared to be the epistles of Christ, ministered by us, written not with ink, but with the spirit of the living God. Not in tables of stone, but in fleshly tables of the heart. And trust have we through Christ toward God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Amen. From the Message Bible. I want to start up a little bit. You yourselves are all the endorsements we need. Your very lives are a letter that anyone can read by just looking at you. Christ himself wrote it, not with ink, but with God's living spirit, not chiseled into stone, but carved into human lives, and we publish it. We couldn't be more sure of ourselves in this, that you, written by Christ himself for God, are our letter of recommendation. Amen. We wouldn't think of writing this kind of letter about ourselves. Amen, amen. And that was from the Message Bible. I apologize.
Yeah, no, that's fine, Pastor. Thank you. It's clear, brothers and sisters, clear. You are a letter from Christ. And the result of the ministry. So when Pastor said to me, or said earlier, she was just happy to serve, I'm thinking of things like this. Like, that's what we are. We are ministers among you. And these letters was written by Christ, not by man.
Amen.
So people see us as a living epistle. Can you say amen to that one?
Amen.
So I'd like to go to Colossians. I'm going to ask Pastor Shea read Colossians 3. Well, you know what? There's quite a bit in here. But we're going to use Colossians 3:30. Well, let's start with the 12th verse through the 25th verse. The 12th verse through the 20th. Now, some of these scriptures we may not get to today, but I want to make them available so as we get into this study. We are clear epistles. We're not know anything. We're not know anybody. We're clear epistles. Mm. That's what this writer is saying here. So in Colossians 3 and 12, if you will, Pastor, you're just going to read at the King James Version today. 3-25.
Okay, Pastor. Put on, therefore, as the elect of God, holy and beloved, vows of mercy, kindness, humbleness of mind, meekness, long-suffering, forbearing one another, and forgiving one another. If any man have a quarrel against any, even as Christ forgave you, so also do ye. And above all these things, put on charity, which is the bond of perfectness. And let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to the which also ye are called in one body, and be ye thankful. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. And whatsoever ye do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God and the Father by him. Wives, submit yourselves unto your own husbands as it is fit in the Lord. Husbands, love your wives and be not bitter against them. Children, obey your parents in all things, for this is well-pleasing unto the Lord. Fathers, provoke not your children to anger, lest they be discouraged. Servants, obey in all things your master according to the flesh, not with eye service as men pleasers, but in singleness of heart, fearing God. And whatsoever ye do, do it heartily as to the Lord and not unto men, knowing that of the Lord ye shall receive the reward, the inheritance, for ye serve the Lord Christ. But he that doeth wrong shall receive for the wrong which he hath done, and there is no respect of person. Amen.
Amen, amen. So think about it. Think about these words. I mean, be real clear. You are an epistle of Christ. And maybe during the week.
Amen. Amen. As Pastor was saying, we are epistles. So that's saying to me that we are the word that people may not see. They may not go to a building to hear the word. So if you are in Christ, then you are living the word, and this is the epistle that they will see. Amen.
Yeah.
You back, Pastor?
Thank you. Thank you, Pastor.
You're
are
welcome,
you
Pastor.
All right. Well, thank you so much. Yeah, listen, brothers and sisters, I need you to think about these now real clear. You are an epistle. Teach people that's what they are. Now, you might just be one word. You may be two words. You may be one paragraph. You may be one sentence. But you are a living epistle. God made you like that.
Thank you, Lord.
This is so important, is because you have to know we're being manifest. Now the glory is being seen in us.
All right. Amen.
Now the word of God is becoming an expression. It's like a purpose in life until the word has begun to live in God's children. I hope you all can see this. That this position was truly evident in my life. Because people would ask me stuff, and all I can tell them is the word of God. And it was evident in Paul's life. When he came to the climax and said, I have been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but Christ who lives in me. And the life which I now live, I live it in the flesh. I live by faith in the Son of God.
All right.
And I want y'all to understand this, too, because you're dead. You're crucified. Your flesh is dead. Your spirit is alive.
Yeah.
You are a living people. Now, I may have to argue the point with somebody, but I'll do that. Because they want to say, well, what age is appropriate? Listen, brothers and sisters, the moment a person become, I don't want to use no religious terms here, but the moment that person began to speak the oracles of God, they are becoming a living epistle.
All right.
God, through the Holy Ghost, is writing in our spirit. And remember what I told you last week. Life is for living. We have the God kind of life in us. That's what's in you, the God kind of life. That's why you got to speak it. It is the living Christ. It is the divine likeness of God. It is the express image of him. See, the word is the only factor that works out and brings forth in these glorious of identification. For instance, between you and Christ, it is the word richly. So when she read over there in Colossians 3:16, have to let the word of God dwell in you, live in you richly. You have to do that.
Yes, yes.
And when you begin to do that, you become that living epistle. It is the word richly dwelling in your hearts by faith, according to Colossians 3:16. See, we might begin, could begin Genesis and go right through the scriptures and be able to recite them.
Well,
unless they are living word within us, they will be a dead letter, Paul said over in 2 Corinthians 3:6. It's like it's a dead letter. So everything that comes to us must be quickened. That means made alive by the Spirit. The letter killeth, but the Spirit giveth life. It gives life. So you are an epistle that's been given life to. How? By the Word of God. And then let me remind you that you must have life in everything. When can I get a witness on that one? You got to have life in everything. Mm-hmm. Who knows how to do except as the Spirit prayer, according to Romans 8:26. So what kind of prayer does the Spirit pray? The Spirit always brings to your remembrance the Scripture. And he brings forth all the critics, let you know you don't have any needs. See, a person who prays for needs, they don't really know Christ. Now, that's a mind-blower. I know what some of y'all thinking. But I'm going to tell you, David said, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. You don't want for anything if the Lord is your shepherd. He got it before you can ask. Don't give me preaching up. I said he gives before you can ask.
All right. Amen.
See, the scripture always brings to your remembrance the scripture. That's what the scripture does. So that's what the Spirit does. It always brings to your remembrance what the Word of God say. So before you start begging and pleading, you don't have no needs. You're bigger than that. God met all your needs according to his riches and glory.
Thank you, Lord.
You got to hear that Word of God echoing. The Spirit always takes the Word of God and brings it to your heart, mind, soul, and it cries and it needs the presence of God. And that becomes your ultimate need, that you want to stay in God's presence. So we're not able to pray and see except as the Spirit pray. That's what that 27th verse is in the book of Romans, the 8th chapter. And the Spirit only prays according to the will of God. Listen, brothers and sisters, that may be something we may talk about too this week. Because a lot of people, they think when I say this, I just want you to pray according to the Word of God. That's all. Pray according to the Word of God, not according to how you feel. You want to pray according to the Word of God.
Yeah.
One thing I want to say, because we must have this life in everything. The Bible says, again, who knows how to pray except as the Spirit prays? You got to hear that. See, it's going to always take the Word of God back to God.
Yes.
That's what people talking about praying in tongues. You got to be careful, man. Are you trying to be religious? Don't be religious. Pray with truth. See, that's time only the Spirit pray according to the will of God. In verse 27, he says, and the will of God is all in the Word of God. So no man is able to speak according to their mind of God and bring forth the deeds, the things of God by his own mind. God does this. Your mind will love to be in control of this. But get your mind out the way. Sometimes we got to ask God, help us understand this. For it is out of the heart that all things proceed. It's out of the heart. Yeah. We have entered into what and with God into the mind of the Spirit, we will find that God helps our hearts to bear. It helps our hearts to understand.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
That the Spirit, if I can go there, I know we're running a little bit over time, but I like what I'm going to ask Pastor Reed, James 4 and 5, before I get this last little point. You know, the Lord can kind of teach me how to teach a little different, and I've been teaching on points, not just necessarily subjects, but points. I may have 3 points today. I may have 7 points tomorrow. I don't know. There's points that God wants us to bring out. You know why? We are living epistles, brothers and sisters. That's what we are. We are living epistles.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. James chapter 4 and verse 5. Do you think that the scripture saith in vain, the spirit that dwelleth in us lusteth to envy? Amen.
See, the spirit dwell in us yearns jealousy. That's a good question. James 4 and 5, I'm going to be honest with you guys, and it's like over the years, I pondered over these kind of things. So when I read the verse today, the Lord allowed my spirit to see it differently. But now I can see that the Holy Spirit is very grievously. Yeah, because the Spirit itself is witness that God wants us with a pure heart. So you put everything to one side so that he may erupt our hearts with a great inward cry for Jesus. The Holy Spirit, see, the Holy Spirit already know Christ. So when it gets in you, it can yearn for Christ.
All right. Yeah.
So when I speak about the flesh, for instance, it is of the heart. So when we go back to 2 Corinthians 3 and 3, I mean that the inward love, the inward part. But since I'm going to tell you, it's nothing as sweet to me as to know that the heart, the inward part, are yearning with compassion. Eyes may see, ears may hear, but you may be immovable on those two lines unless you have an inward cry with a deep calling into a deeper, and I'm going to say it, and a deeper, you know what? Psalms 42 and 7. I'm going to have Pastor read that. And if y'all don't get all these scriptures, they don't worry about it. We're going to go back. But in Psalms 42 and 7,
okay. 2 and verse 7. Reading from the King James.
I want y'all to listen, because this is what happens when God gets deep in you. Go ahead, Pastor.
Okay, Pastor. Deep calleth unto deep at the noise of the water sprout. All thy waves and thy billows are gone over me. Amen.
You see, when I think about deep, calls unto deep. So when you get deep, it want to call for deeper. You want to call for more God, more glory. Yeah. You gotta know our hearts are being purified. Every intention, every thought being purified. Look at it like that. That way the joy may be expressed. Remember, we're told in the Word of God that it is joy, impressively, and full of glory in 1 Peter 1:8.
Mm-hmm.
So we talk about, beloved, it is true that the commandment was written on tables of stone with Moses. So like a great, big, loving father over Israel had a heart full of joy because he had shown him a plan which Israel could partake of a great thing through the commandment. But God says that now the epistle of Christ is not a table of stone. That's what it's not, which made the face of Moses shine with great joy. It is deeper than that, if you remember that. Remember what you have now. It's so awesome. It's so deep. Words can't even express it.
All right.
And just like Israel, they accepted God's new covenant, God's covenant that was on table. Accept God's new covenant through Christ and let the old thing pass away and the new things come about. It's in Christ. Hallelujah. Well, we ran it over a little bit, but this is the time where if anyone have any comments or anything they want to share on the scriptures. And there again, brothers and sisters, we're going to get into these scriptures tomorrow and beyond.
Amen. Well, I just wanted to read that scripture from God's third pastor. Okay. Psalms 42 and verse 7 from God's word, it says, one deep sea calls to another the roar of your water sprout. All the white caps on your waves have swept over me. So that's pretty deep. Amen. Yeah.
Thank you so much, Pastor, for bringing that out. Anyone have any comments? That's one. And again, thank you so much, Pastor, for that great job you did yesterday. For those that may not know this, you can go online and relive some of these broadcasts. Some of these things that we've taught about and reviewed on, you have to go to Can you give us that website just in case somebody want to go and listen to what Pastor taught on yesterday to review?
Okay, Pastor. That is www.blogtalkradio.com/blog@noon. So that's www.radio.com. And I usually do like a backslash in there and do blog@noon. Amen. If you have any problems pulling that up, let us know. And I'll pull it up and make sure that you can get through.
Okay.
www.blog.talkradio.com/blog@noon. And that you spell that out, blog@noon. Amen.
Amen. Thank y'all so much. And again, thank you so much, Pastor, for the job you did yesterday. And also thank you for the